Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Monday, the 21st of November 2016, and this is my audio blog. I'm doing a bit of a cooking boo at the moment. I've just, I've just been making, hopefully, tuna pasta thing for the kids that hopefully they'll like. Jana said just make a roux and put some cheese in it and boil some pasta and put some tuna in the roux and put it all together. So I haven't looked up how to do a roux, so I just got a bit of butter and put that in the little saucepan thing, this one here, and then I put a spoonful of flour in it. Took me a while to find where the flour was, but I found some flour in the end. Hope it's the right flour. It's not. If it's self-raising, I'm going to be in trouble, I think. But yeah, I put some flour in, and I put a bit more flour in, actually. I thought it was looking a bit thin. And it got quite pasty, and so then I started putting a bit of milk in, and that sort of... Whoa, that's hot. Put some milk in, and that seemed to make it a bit lumpy, but... put a bit more milk in, and eventually sort of ended up with something that was sort of right sort of consistency, basically. And then I got some cheese and chopped it up into little bits and chucked that in, and that seems to have melted as well, so that's good. Then I've grabbed some tuna, pop that in there as well. Tuna chunks. That's all nicely mixed in, and here's some pasta. How's this pasta? Is that that's hot. Yes. Whoops. Right, let's get some pasta, put it onto the cold tap, and then see whether it's the right sort of consistency, whether it's hard and crunchy on the inside, but it's too soggy. Well, that's alright. That'll do. Sort of like it should be, really, like you'd expect it to be, more or less. So that's not too bad. So sieve, so I can drain the pasta. This is going all right, actually. I think it's going all right. So, drain the pasta. Pasta drained. Right, what do I do now? I've drained the pasta. Oh, I put it back in the big pasta saucepan. Put it back on the heat. Now it's got no water in it. And then put this cheesy, saucy, tunery stuff in there as well. That, put that on top here. Okay. And then basically I'll just mix it up until it's sort of evenly mixed. And then pray that I've got about the right quantities, because I haven't measured anything. Oh no, I measured the pasta actually. I measured the pasta, but I haven't measured anything else. I've just chucked it in sort of by eye. So who knows? Who knows whether it will work, but I'll sort of turn it over, and then, yeah, it's looking at the moment, if anything I would say it's looking like there's not enough sauce, because I'm sort of mixing the sauce into the pasta and I'm still seeing some bits of dry pasta, but I wonder whether that might just be, well, I'm hoping that that's just the way it looks, and as I turn it over and over and more, it will be about right. As all the sauce gets in all the little nooks and crannies of the pasta, I'm hoping it'll be all right. I could have looked in the book, really, I suppose, but yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, yeah, it now looks like there isn't really any significant areas of pasta surface that are not that are still devoid of any sauce type coating, so maybe that's all right. I'll turn the heat off. I think I'm just going to dish up now. So yeah, let's get some plates. Not enough room really. Mind you, I should have put things away as I've used them. Oh well, never mind. Right, let's put the pasta away, because the pasta, I don't need the pasta anymore. I've cooked it already, so I don't need the dry pasta anymore. Right, yeah, okay, so let's dollop out some food. I've got a feeling that one of the kids usually likes seconds, so I probably shouldn't dish it all out. I should probably keep some in reserve for the eventuality that one or other child wants more. I wonder if I've made enough. I don't know. I don't know if I've made enough. You'd think, because JN2N's not here, that there would be too much. But I'm not sure. Oh well. Right. Okay. So, that'll be it then. So I'll do is I'll get the cutlery, get the kids together, and then I'll resume recording when the kids are there to give their verdict. Pausing for now. Thank you all. Okay, I'm back. Right, so Amelia came along, and her first words, she took one look at the food, and she said, "Usually, Mummy puts sweet corn in." And I thought, oh my god, I've forgotten to put the sweet corn in. So it's all going back into the saucepan. It's all going back into the saucepan now. Ah, dear. And here is a tin of sweet corn. So let's drain off any fluid. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Drain off the fluid. Let's turn the heat back on, because if you put cold sweet corn in, that's going to cool down the whole meal. So. Sweet corn. So I've sent the kids back into the lounge to resume whatever it was they were doing before. Which is probably watching telly or something. Right, so now I'm going to continue. Hello, Amelia.
Won't let me replay.
Pardon?
Won't let me continue.
What are you watching? I don't even know what you're... What are you watching? What machine are you watching?
Amazon.
Amazon, and it won't let you resume?
No.
Why, what's it saying? No, what's it saying? What's the message that comes up that says... Yeah?
Start from beginning or start from beginning.
Yeah, so you want to resume playing, yes?
Yeah. And it's white, so I'm assuming that it's on that, and I can't press OK.
What do you mean you can't press OK? Yeah, so this feels a bit dry, really, to introduce sweet corn, but... Oh well. I'm going to have a look at the Amazon and see what the problem is. Okay, I was looking at the television and now I can hear a burning smell coming from in the kitchen, so that's probably got a hot bottom and... Yeah, it's what started playing again, Amelia? What? What do you mean it started playing again? I hit play, of course it's playing. What do you mean? What? Right, goodness me, what's going on over there? Right, yeah, it smells a bit burny now, so that's not good. Let's get it out of the saucepan before it really does burn. Right, Okay. Oh, at least there's more of it now, so it doesn't look as... You know, the plate looks a bit empty before, but now there's a bit more bulk. So yeah, maybe that's a bit better. Okay. Good. Right, I shall pause now and I shall resume again when the kids are assembled and they can give us their verdict.
What mess?
Right, we're back. Okay. Right, so. Now, tuna pasta with sweet corn. How does it taste? How does it smell? How does it look?
Tastes like normal, looks like normal, smells a bit strange.
Smells a bit strange, right. Henry, your verdict?
Have to taste it first.
Yeah, have a taste, Henry.
Of course you don't have to taste it.
Tastes like normal.
Tastes like normal, yeah, I think that does as well.
Smells a bit burnt.
Smells a bit burnt, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's just Daddy's coffee.
Maybe it is. Oh well. Yeah, you can't really go too far wrong with this meal. Good appetite. Toodle-boo.
Toodle-boo, poo-poo.